Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good Thursday morning. Welcome in, 8th day of January. And I'm, 4 hours of broadcast this morning. I'm just not quite sure what we're going to talk about, Kim. It's kind of been a slow news cycle, hasn't it?
Oh, it's funny. I was driving here to work this morning, and I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, there is so much that has already happened in the first 8 days of 2026. And we expect that to continue. Yes. With Donald Trump in the White House, that's going to be how it is pretty much every day for the rest of his term.
I'll just have to say, the memes of Marco Rubio alone have been worth it the first 8 days of the year. There's a shot of him sitting on the couch in the Oval Office with his arms crossed like this, and or with his arms this side. I don't know which one it is. But every day a new meme comes out with him in a different outfit. One is the new leader of Venezuela. He's got that sash across his chest. I saw one with him dressed up like the Michelin Man. He's going to be the new president of Greenland because he has all these other different job titles.
Yeah.
People are just assuming that Marco Rubio is going to be the new leader of everything.
I saw something like, United States adds 100,000 new jobs for the month of September, but they were all filled by Marco Rubio.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you hear, by the way, the radio this morning on the show that precedes us that the fact that J.D. Vance was not standing by Donald Trump in some of these big moments, like I believe it was when they went to go capture Maduro, and instead it was Marco Rubio, that there's some intentionality in that J.D. Vance doesn't want to be in the pictures and that could impact the 2028 race.
They've got nothing else to talk about, Kim. That's the bottom line. There's nothing else for them to do except speculate on some relational problem between Rubio and Vance, and the two of them say they're best friends.
No, that wasn't what he was implying.
Well, he was implying that Trump is going to replace his passion for Vance with Rubio, and it increases Rubio's chances of being the next president, and that's what the speculation was, right?
Vance was intentionally not in the pictures.
It's just nonsense. Vance was out talking last night about Tim Walz in Minnesota. I mean, even joking about the fact that how much Tim Walz disagrees with him. Listen to this one.
He called you weird. Remember that? I know.
Because I don't like Somali fraudsters. I guess that makes me weird. Guilty as charged.
Yeah. So he's on with Jesse Waters last night. That's all a nonsensical speculation on the part of these reporters. We have to find something negative to say about absolutely everything, or say there's some sort of palace intrigue going on up at the White House. I don't buy any of it. There's enough going on in Minneapolis this morning with a mayor that's up there literally fanning the flames of protest. The mayor of Minneapolis effectively gave people with a wink and a nod permission to take to the streets. So did the governor, and caused problems for federal law enforcement officers. They are putting at risk the life of our federal officers. There's no other way to look at it. Calling them the Gestapo and jackbooted thugs is words Pritzker's used about them. All of that came home to roost yesterday, where a woman whose inflated ego led her to believe that she was doing something good for her community by using her car in a convoy to follow ICE officers around the city of Minneapolis and take turns pulling in front of them to block their progress. That's what happened yesterday. Until it didn't work anymore, because she let her wife out of the car to videotape what she was about to do, and the FAFO did not end well for her. She's dead. Because some liberal leader convinced her she needed to stand up and sacrifice herself at this altar of stupidity. I don't know how else to say it. I've long said that if you, the minute you take a swing at a cop, the minute you point a car at a cop, the minute you refuse a legal order to step out of the car, whatever happens next is your fault. It's not the cop's fault. It's your fault. And we've got the video to prove, in my opinion, what happened in Minneapolis. And Jacob Fry had the video to show what happened in Minneapolis, even as he was yelling at people and dropping F-bombs and trying to order federal agents out of his city. It's ridiculous what we're watching here.
The mayor's point was that the surveillance video shows her backing up, and that's when the officer draws his gun. That's really not it. It appears as though he shoots her as she starts advancing.
You can see it
toward him. And that would be considered a vehicle, a deadly weapon, right? It's, 4,500 pounds coming directly at him. This whole situation is sad. I think we can mourn the loss of this woman's life. She's 37 years old. She's a mom. It's sad. At the same time, we're not going to condemn and villainize ICE agents because they were doing their job.
Yeah, they were throwing snowballs. Lord knows what they'll do next. All at the urging of these crazy progressives like Tim Walz and Jacob Fry and Ilhan Omar and AOC and Mamdani, you name it, right down the line, what they want, what they need is chaos to achieve their goals. That's what they need.
Will this trigger nationwide protest? Because we're already seeing it in Minneapolis.
In Seattle.
Okay, well, will we see some here in St. Louis, just like George Floyd? Because this happened within, a couple of blocks from that whole area where they have the memorial for him?
It's just a matter of time, and that's exactly what they want. They're getting exactly what they want. They, I'm sure, privately hoped something like this might happen so that they would have an excuse to go out and take to the streets. It's a sad state of affairs, but it's an old, old playbook. There's no doubt about it. Coming up, we've still got Congressman Mike Bost anxious to get his thoughts on all of this. We'll get him at the top of the next hour. Stay tuned for that. But right now, I want us to get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
She was very successful in blocking traffic. She was doing what she was set out to do, and so they wanted to get her the hell out of there.
So it looked like she was impeding ICE vehicles.
Definitely, that was her goal.
Yeah, this is a witness that the mainstream media, I saw her on CNN yesterday trying to allege that ICE did something wrong. But unfortunately, she'd done a previous interview where she admitted exactly what this woman was up to. She'd done it several times earlier that day, and this time didn't work out so well.
They are there. They are disturbing peaceful communities that are just trying to live out their lives. And I join our mayor and our senator in asking them to get the heck out of our city.
Yeah, I know. I hate to even give that woman airtime. Ilhan Omar, what an embarrassment that she somehow came to this country to live the American dream, got in Congress, and consistently undermines our democracy with statements like that. What a shame.
The United States government has already begun marketing Venezuelan crude oil in the global marketplace for the benefit of the United States, engaged the world's leading commodity marketers, key banks to execute and provide financial support for these crude oil and crude product sales.
Yeah, how about that? Isn't it even better when you don't have to drill, baby, drill, because the oil's already been pulled out of the ground, and now we're going to take it and sell it for, $3 billion, and then we'll use it for the good of the Venezuelan and American people. Amen. That is fantastic.
And this person of interest starts walking down with a hoodie, sweatpants on, and says, "I'm going to steal your mother car. Get back in the car."
Wow. How about that? Been to West County Mall lately?
Been a while. I used to go there all the time as a kid, though.
That lady was there the other night, two nights ago, and somebody tried to carjack her and her young daughter as she was walking out of the mall. And her question is, where was security?
Which they say they do patrol. But, in their defense, you can't. That is a rather large mall. You can't constantly patrol every single area. I would think they would have surveillance video, though, out of the big exits and be able to catch
this?
You
know, I don't know. I've been in West County Mall, and I've seen people walking around. I saw it at the Galleria one time, where maybe for all I know, it's a bigger problem.
Yes.
We're going to talk about this. Channel 4 did a story on this yesterday. And kind of where the story kind of pointed the blame, which was at the DePere Police Department. I'm not sure the DePere Police Department are responsible for patrolling the parking garage at the West County Mall.
Would it not be mall security?
I don't know.
They hire their own security.
I'm not sure that Paul Blart Mall Cop is going to be the answer either, but having multiple Paul Barts who are a Blart who are assigned to the parking garage might help. That seems to me to be where the problem is. I'm sure there's a shoplifting issue occasionally and some fights inside of the mall. You need to protect your people on the outside of the mall. We'll tell you more about this story coming up in just a minute. And at the bottom of the hour, we'll get to Tom Ackerman. Stay tuned.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
I think it's like DePere. It's a nice area. It's a nice mall.
But Sally Drago says she didn't feel that sense of security at the West County Center Monday night. Drago tells First Alert 4 she was at the mall with her daughter for shopping and dinner when something peculiar happened on the way back to the car.
When we got maybe 5 feet away from the car, this other car comes out of nowhere, like barreling through the parking lot, and comes and pulls up, like right next to us.
She says she and her daughter were startled. They pulled into the parking garage to check the vehicle and regroup, when there was another incident.
I get out, and my daughter goes to assess the doors, and this person of interest starts walking down with a hoodie, sweatpants on, and says, "I'm gonna steal your mother's car, get back in the car."
Yep, that would be a little unnerving, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. Obviously, the person was struggling. They said struggling from mental illness, I would think. Sadly, this stuff is happening more and more.
Well, I know people that won't go to the Galleria. Let's put it that way.
Well, there have been a number of issues at the Galleria.
Sure. The mall in North County closed down many years ago. People are going to avoid those situations. Even if you park on like that upper open deck, that's the first thing you come to when you go to the West County Mall there. I haven't parked in the parking garage for years. I can't remember the last time.
Is that why?
I usually just automatically go to that upper top deck parking area. I would assume if it was full. I know I parked down below it a few times, right outside of
California Pizza Kitchen.
Yeah, right by the California Pizza Kitchen. Mm-hmm. But in this particular case, Channel 4 goes on to report this. Here we go.
Drago and her daughter made it out unharmed, but says she was most worried by what she didn't see.
Where was the mall security? I go, there was like nobody. There wasn't security in front of the Nordstrom. There wasn't security in the parking garage.
I reached out to the DePere Department of Public Safety.
Yeah, they reached out to the Department of Public Safety there in DePere, and they said that they usually have a sergeant and somebody else who patrols the mall area. So, in other words, two officers at any given time, maybe who aren't assigned there full time. That wasn't clear to me. This is what I've never understood. Even downtown in these parking garages, and this problem we have with smash and grabs in downtown St. Louis. The obvious solution is to have somebody on site, right? The obvious solution to stop school shootings is to have somebody on site. And even if it's a mall security guard who's unarmed, which I don't quite know why you have that, bear in mind that when you walk in the doors of the Galleria or of the West County Mall, there's a big sign that says no weapons allowed. The only people that stops are law-abiding citizens, not the criminals who are going to carry anyway. So in other words, you are an unarmed victim waiting to be victimized when you walk out of the West County Mall, because they know if you've been in there, there's a good chance you're not carrying a gun or anything you could use to defend yourself. You're a walking target when you come out of there. So if I'm running mall security, I'm not as worried about the shoplifting and the stuff inside, because eventually they're going to have to exit the mall to get to a car. I'm posting my security outside.
But here's the difference, though. You talk about increasing school security, which I would support. The difference is, during school hours, you would only likely have the one main entrance that would be open for people to get in. Well, with the mall, how many entrances do you have? You're not going to say, oh, every single person coming to West County Mall has to go through Dillard's.
No.
So even if you had, say, 5 security officers, there's probably far more entrances than that. So you'd have to have them basically set up at every single exit.
I don't want them at the exits. I want them out patrolling the parking lots.
But that is where the exits are.
Well, I'll give you that. That's a multi-level parking garage. You need to have somebody driving around that, like, nonstop.
Well, you do, but I'm saying these things happen in, what, 5-10 seconds, something like that. So my point is, even if you had the two officers who are supposedly patrolling the mall, you're not going to be able to get to every single exit or parking lot. So something could happen and you're on the opposite side of the mall. In the 20 seconds it takes you to drive to the other side, this has already happened. So I feel for this mom. I wouldn't want to go back. That would freak me out, especially considering her daughter was there. It's just, unless you have someone at every single exit, which I don't think is possible because of funding, I would imagine. Yeah. Unfortunately, people are broken and evil and clearly mentally ill. This stuff is going to happen.
It is a crime of convenience. I get that. But I do think that, like at the end of the movie Independence Day, when they figure out how to violate the defenses of the aliens who are about to destroy Earth, and the general gets on the mic and says, let's take those SOBs down, right? That's one of his famous lines there. We know how to do it. Let's take them down. Word spreads. And it spreads among the bad guys, too, right? To Lisa's point on here, isn't one of the C's in CCW conceal? Well, that's fine. You can choose to do that if you're a concealed carry holder. But if you've gone to the trouble to get a concealed carry license, it means you respect the law, in my opinion. Now, you can open carry, and technically you don't need a license anymore to conceal carry. But most of the people that do it because they respect the law. And if you walk into the mall, you've got your concealed carry weapon, unless you pull it out, they're not going to know it anyway. I get that. I'm of that mindset personally, but not everyone is, right? Not everyone is going to do that. So I don't think this is a DePere police problem. I think this is a mall problem. And if they want to survive, they've got to address it. That's all I would say. If you want your thriving mall community to survive, and I've been there many, many times over the years, you're going to have to change people's perception of the safety issue over there. And the only way to do that is to put multiple Paul Blart mall cops out in the parking lots, driving around visibly to discourage that type of behavior. I don't know that there's any easier solution. I certainly don't think it's entirely on the DePere Police Department to fully staff them all. I don't. All right, coming up, we'll talk to Tom Ackerman, see what he thinks about that major win last night by the University of Missouri. We'll be right back.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The great sportsman like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
So Tom Ackerman in studio with us. Tom, I have a little story to tell you. Christmas, my friends Michelle and Steve got me one of those basketball goals that you hang on the back of your door from my office.
Awesome.
And it says UK on it. And it even came with a little inflatable basketball, which I blew up. But for some reason, I can't get the ball to go through the hoop, which is a lot like what happened at Rupp Arena last night.
Boy, Missouri my pulls off the win, 73-68. How about Dennis Gates and the Missouri Tigers
2-0
getting up off the mat? As the story goes, Norm Stewart called Dennis Gates after that Illinois loss. Probably gave him a few words of advice, talked to him a little bit. Remember, Mizzou fans will remember this, back in 94, so I was at IU at the time, and Mizzou got absolutely smoked by Arkansas. And it was like, what is wrong? This team is terrible, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they go on and have a historic season in the Big 12, and they go on to greatness. And this Missouri team has gotten up off the mat. Credit to Dennis Gates. I mean, they beat the defending national champs, Florida. They beat Kentucky at Rupp for the first time. Now, it's not the Kentucky team that we've seen through the years. They are struggling for sure.
Not.
But they're more talented. I mean, they've got the better team on paper. But this Missouri team is tough, and they win at 73-68. They actually finished on an 8-0 run. I watched the end of that one after the SLU game. SLU won at VCU 71-62. I'm telling you, SLU's a little bit better than Mizzou, in my opinion. Just they're close, but SLU is a very, very good basketball team that won in a tough road environment. We've got it good around here, folks. I mean, SLU, Mizzou, Illinois, if you're not a college basketball fan, get on board. Go see one of them wherever you live, because the Midwest right now, especially the St. Louis region, has got it going on. And I'll tell you something else. We're hosting the first and second round of the NCAA tournament. You can bet that one of them will be here, maybe more than one. So we'll see how that goes. But it's going to be fun to watch those three teams go. Illinois plays tonight, and Mizzou and SLU with monster wins yesterday. SLU had never won at VCU, and Mizzou had never won at Rupp.
I got a question for you. Do you ever talk to Coach Ford, Travis Ford?
I haven't talked to him. It's been a while. Probably last season I sent him a text at the start of the year and maybe another one in the middle of the year. Are you trying to get him?
No, I saw him Christmas Eve at church, and I didn't know he was still around here. I'm really surprised he's not coaching somewhere else, was my only point to that.
Probably doesn't have to, you know?
Well, maybe
not. I mean, they let him go,
and
he probably has some money in the bank that he could sit back a little bit. I saw him broadcast a Kentucky game last year, and I texted him. I go, hey, dude. I'm like, I had no idea.
He was good at it,
like,
too.
You're really good. He said, thank you. He goes, coming from you. I'm like, no, you. I'm like, you're the coach. Like, people want to hear you talk ball. I mean, that was really good.
Yeah.
So I don't know what his future is, but he could broadcast, and if he wants to get back into coaching, he can do it. I just think that the whole craziness of NIL and the portal and everything overwhelms some guys, and maybe he just at the time needed to take a break and get out of that. And who knows? I mean, but Josh Schertz has got it figured out. I mean, that team is, I mean, they are very, they're going to be tough. They just beat their toughest challenge in the A-10 right there was the game at VCU. So now they have it all in front of them. And they should be ranked when the new rankings come out next Monday. Missouri will get back into it, and they're 2-0 in the SEC for the first time. Those are two great wins right out of the gate.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. So the figure skating championship that's going on over here at Enterprise Center, that continues through the weekend, right?
That goes through Sunday, and they choose the Olympic team on Sunday.
That's a big deal that St. Louis got that. It really is.
It's huge. And they raise a ton of money for the economy in the process. So always good to bring tourist dollars into town. And the fact that people will be watching from all over the world and certainly in the United States. And St. Louis has that in its on its resume. Now, we're an Olympic city. I mean, I always hope that we have Olympic-related events. And thanks to the Sports Commission for continuing to bring them. You know, we are an Olympic city. 1904, first Summer Games on U.S. soil were right here in St. Louis. So having Jackie Joyner-Kersee involved in all of those press conferences and all the great Olympians, it's awesome. And we just had Christy Yamaguchi in town for the Musial Awards, We always touch the Olympics in some way, I feel like.
And so. And the World Cup games, there are going to be at least some activity in the state of Missouri that people can go see, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And coming in today are members of the 94 World Cup team, John Harkes, Alexi Lalas, as well as Brad Friedel, the goaltender. Those three are going to be at the Herman Awards, the Herman Trophy Awards, tomorrow night at the MAC, celebrating what is to be the World Cup here in the U.S. So it's really good. Yeah, I love the events that are coming into town here. This is going to be a fun year. We got the BMW Championship, not to mention NASCAR playoffs again. So golf and, you know, soccer and racing and all the other things that we do in town. It's going to be awesome. The NCAA tournament, as I mentioned.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one. Yeah. The Blues show any signs of life?
No,
none whatsoever.
Not after a 7-3 loss yesterday.
Well, I mean,
I said this yesterday on the Gas House Gang, and I just see it. Something's wrong with the Blues. Something is off with the Blues, and I related it back to Chris Ranji disagreed with me, but I related it back to the fact that they lost in excruciating fashion in the first round last year to Winnipeg. I think that they were probably ahead of schedule. They maybe shouldn't have been in the playoffs. They got hot and got in, but they let that one get away, and I think it still hangs on them. I think it still haunts them a little bit. They would never admit that, but I think it's true. So I don't know how to get out of this rut, but they don't look right. Even their two wins at home, I love that, but their two losses on the road recently have been horrendous. I mean, they got overmatched by Colorado, but to get killed by Chicago like that doesn't seem right. So something's wrong with the Blues, and I'll double down on that today.
Yeah. Didn't I see a headline yesterday or a news release that the Cardinals had picked up somebody else?
Justin Brule, a left-handed pitcher.
Okay.
Adds another arm to the bullpen in case they trade JoJo Romero. So that's what they did there.
Well, it's good.
You want to talk some Indiana football?
There is college.
We know Tom wants to talk.
I understand there's
Indiana
a college football playoff, but there's one Friday night first,
there's
right?
one tonight.
Okay.
So Miami and
tonight
Ole Miss.
Tonight or tomorrow night?
Tonight.
Oh, I thought it was Friday night.
The one that people care about, that Tom cares about. That
no,
one.
No, no, no.
Saturday.
Hey,
that one's Saturday,
right? Oh, that one's Saturday. Kevin, I thought that
no,
was the
no,
ninth.
No. Tonight is Ole Miss Miami. Tomorrow is
Indiana.
Is Indiana
right?
Tonight's Ole Miss Miami. And our pal Kevin Wheeler down the hall is a huge Hurricanes fan. He went to Miami. Miami is the favorite in this game to be Ole Miss. I think that they can do it. I think the SEC, all they do is complain about Alabama not being in there, Georgia not being in there. Why can't these teams? Well, because you weren't good enough, and they should be celebrating Ole Miss. It's a great story. Lane Kiffin leaves Ole Miss in the middle of the thing to go to LSU, and they're in the Final Four without him. That's an awesome story. But I think Miami beats them tonight and then would go play in the national championship in their own town, in their own stadium.
Wow.
I mean, how ridiculous is that? And yes, if Indiana wins tomorrow night, I will go to said game in Miami. So we'll see. I think it's going to be a tight one tomorrow between Indiana and Oregon. Indiana's blowing them out.
I'm glad you pointed that out. For some reason, I had it in my brain that it was Friday and Saturday night, but it's...
No, it's Thursday, Friday.
It's tonight and tomorrow night.
And the NFL playoffs are Saturday, Sunday.
All right. Well, thank goodness the other game is on Friday night. So I can stay up and watch it.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. We'll see.
Go Hoosiers.
Thank you. I'm starting
Hoosiers.
To get into that game day anxiety. Not just yet. Probably tomorrow morning.
Next week, if they win, Tom, you said you were floating, basically walking around town after their win. Can you imagine how excited Tom's going to be?
Then it's
next
January
week?
19th.
Oh, my gosh.
National championship. We go for it. Yeah.
Who's going to play Signetti in the movie? Because somebody's going to make a movie about this season.
I'm going Tom Hanks.
You think Hanks? Maybe he could probably pull it. I don't know if he looks mean enough.
Yeah.
Imagine Mendoza thinking, wow, someone could play me in a movie.
It's going to be so cool. All right, I better go do a sports cast. I could talk to you guys
Thanks.
About this forever.
I know you could. Good luck, brother.
All right, thank you.
All right, we appreciate that. Those are going to be good. I don't know why I had it in my brain that it was a Friday and a Saturday back to back. I'm glad he told me that.
I knew that the game was on Thursday, or I'm sorry, I knew the game was on the 9th because I knew Tom would really be excited about that. That was the date that was sticking in my brain was
this
January 9th, Indiana.
I'm looking tonight to see what time that game starts. It starts at 6:30, so we can see most of it. We'll be able to watch most of it. It's on ESPN, and then ESPN Oregon and Indiana at 6:30 on Friday. So good. Thank you, Tom, for straightening that out for us. We do appreciate that. All right, coming up, we're going to get to In Other News for you. Next hour is a big one. Congressman Mike Bost, former Senator Jim Talent, and before the show is over, we'll give away two more tickets to see Rascal Flatts. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In Other News.
I'm going to read you a direct headline. Here we go. Thief snatched beloved walrus penis from famed New Jersey restaurant Donkey's Place, and owner needs help getting it back.
There's a lot. There's a lot to unpack there. A donkey house with a walrus penis on the wall?
There's an antique walrus penis bone that was stolen from this cheesesteak joint called Donkey's Place, and supposedly there were a group of three men who had been, quote, drinking for hours, had asked to see the artifact, and then one of them bolted with it.
Okay.
Is it worth anything?
I guess so. It's an antique.
Yeah,
so
but
if you've seen said bone, like, please let him know.
Rephrase that.
If you, I don't know.
Just move on.
If you've ever, I just don't want to go there. All right.
Thank you, Michael Scott.
There you go. Baywatch might come back.
No,
how
that
about
was
that?
Fitting to go right into Baywatch.
No, I know. Seriously.
No. Why are we clapping?
Walrus is like Baywatch. I'm
sure
saying.
They do. This walrus probably does.
The Baywatch reboot might be boosted by some tax credit program that they've started in Hollywood. To encourage more industry jobs in Hollywood. I don't know. Ethan, I won't take credit for this, suggested that maybe Sydney Sweeney is available.
She's got good genes.
I'm just going to say, if they're going to redo Baywatch, but I haven't heard about the Hoff. Have you?
No.
No? Do you remember?
I know who he is,
David
but
Hasselhoff?
I know the name.
Okay,
that's about it.
He was in the original, and then I think maybe they did a reboot. Did they do a reboot or a movie or something more recently?
They did a movie with The Rock and what's that guy from High School?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Zac Efron?
Zac Efron.
Hoff made an appearance in that, Hasselhoff. So I don't know if they would bring him back or not.
Can't wait to not watch that.
you and most other people, I would imagine.
And I'm sure wives are saying to their husbands, honey, don't watch that.
Yeah,
please.
No, that's not, probably not. It would be a very different show, politically correct, these days, I'm sure.
But this might be your worst nightmare if you're trying to engage to your, or propose rather, to your girlfriend. There was a guy who was proposing to his girlfriend on a 118-foot bridge in Michigan. And as he's kneeling down to give her the ring, he ends up dropping it through the grate. And falls into the snow, to make things worse, the snow below on the mountain. And would you believe it, they were able to use a metal detector, and one of the guys, an employee of a nearby resort, found it.
No kidding.
There's video of it. You can see it. His face is just priceless.
Oh, yeah. When he realizes he dropped it.
You couldn't make that up, right? I mean, honestly, you couldn't make up a story like that. And they found the ring.
I can't believe they found it.
Where did it happen?
This is Michigan.
In Michigan. There's lots of snow in Michigan, for sure. All right, so a little bit of positive Disney news this morning. Remember that scene in Indiana Jones where he had got what he wanted? He got the little gold statue head off the rock, and he's running out of the tunnel, and that big boulder is rolling after him, and you see it coming? Well, they've apparently got a Indiana Jones display at Disney, and there's a big boulder. It's a prop boulder, so it doesn't weigh as much as the real one, but it still weighed like 400 pounds. And they're crediting a Disney cast member as a hero after he got injured trying to stop. The ball apparently got away from them, and he was able to stop it before it rolled into the audience during a live stunt show down in Florida. And he stopped this 400-pound fake boulder from hitting anybody into the audience. Isn't that great?
It's crazy.
Knocked him to the ground, apparently, but he was able to stop it from actually hurting anyone.
You know how awesome that guy feels? Like, look how strong I am.
Yeah. Let's hope
Check
Disney.
Me out.
Let's hope Disney rewards him in some manner.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
He'll get a pizza party, probably.
Yeah, that's it. $15 voucher or something. So more and more police stations here, even in the St. Louis area, are using AI to help with police reports because it's tedious work. And then, of course, they have someone actually, a human, eyeball it and make sure it's legitimate. But clearly we know technology can fail, and that's exactly what happened in Utah. A police department was using AI software to write these reports, and it ended up saying in the report that the officer turned into a frog. The department said what happened was they had a movie playing in the background, The Princess and the Frog, and the AI, the software, must have picked up on that, and that's how it ended up translating that when the officer arrived, he turned into a frog.
Wow.
Wow.
Are we sure he didn't turn into a frog,
that's
though?
That's a good question.
I don't know. You kind of got to wonder. Well, I hate to end this on scary news, but remember the cicadas? No, they're not coming back. But there could be a flesh-eating fly back in Missouri soon, according to experts. It's a parasitic fly that currently is about 70 miles away from the United States border with Mexico. They found them that close. And now they're worried that they're going to make their way right up from the border and end up in Missouri and other Midwestern states. They've got like a path that they're following that would lead them to Missouri at some point.
Amazing.
Isn't that great?
Those cicadas would attack me as I would run out to the car. Seriously. I'm not kidding.
And now you have flesh-eating screwworm flies.
I'm not sure they're that bright to attack. I think maybe they
ran into me.
They're just trying to attach themselves to something.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. That's about it.
It is.
Yep. All right. Coming up, Congressman Mike Bost. We'll get his take on what happened in Minneapolis and also Venezuela at about 7:08. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.